Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello, and welcome to The Bistro. For the Better Business Bureau, I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. May is National Moving Month, so today we're speaking with an expert who will share tips and advice on how to make your move the smoothest it can be. Scott Michael is the president and CEO of American Moving and Storage Association, which is the national trade association for the professional moving industry. Based in Washington, D.C., their mission is to represent the interests of the domestic and international moving and storage industry and to help the customers it serves. Welcome to the Bistro, Scott. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about the American Moving and Storage Association and the range of services you offer to consumers?
Sure. We have about 3,500 members that are moving and storage companies, mostly within the United States. So we have all the large van lines that you've heard of and their local agents that are thousands of companies in each community across the country, and then about 1,000 other independent movers that are not part of that. And we try and provide a lot of different valuable services for them, and that includes some education and training so that they can help make sure that their staffs and their crews are professional and know what they're doing and are able to serve the consumers in a way that gives them the kind of service they deserve. And we do some certification on that. We have a lot of our companies have been certified as pro movers so that you can be convinced as a consumer that they are a professional and will do a good job with their move. And we also provide some services, including arbitration, where if something goes wrong with the move and there's loss and damage and you can't work it out with the mover, you can come through us to get it resolved by a neutral party to get the damage taken care of and the claim resolved. We partner with the National Arbitration Forum, so that they use a panel of retired judges to work on those cases and decide them in a fair manner. But it's another way to help consumers get a fair shake from whoever they're dealing with.
Sure, because, well, moving can be sort of a stressful task. I mean, it's exciting to move, but it's also, there's a lot to think about, a lot to do, and it's helpful to know that there's a place where resources exist and that you're making sure that it's, you know, smooth for everybody and there's guidelines.
It is a very stressful thing, one of the most stressful activities that you can have. And so we do try and help the consumers know what to expect and makes the move go better for everybody.
Sure. So, you know, this is a general question, but kind of a good one. What would be the first thing someone should do regarding an actual moving process? So, you know, you're going to move. There's a lot to do. But what would you suggest would be sort of the first thing to do?
So the first thing is to really make sure that you take time ahead of time to plan and to organize your thoughts, figure out where you're going to go, research the company so that you know who you're dealing with, what your options are, get quotes from multiple different options and approaches. It's free to get a quote from companies so that you can find out how much it would cost and see who you'd be comfortable with, whether it's someone that you can trust with everything that you have.
Sure. So educate yourself and prepare yourself for that move. Get quotes. That's a good one. What are some other sort of best moving tips for those planning to move this spring or the summer?
We have a lot of good tips on our moving.org website, but really we have a top 10 list. And the first one is to verify the identity of the company that you're dealing with and make sure that you know who this is. A lot of people do their research on the internet and they see a great website and you don't know if that's really a legitimate business or if it's a website that someone has set up to scam them. And that's really, I guess, a good tip for a consumer of any industry, not just the movie industry, but
definitely,
make sure you know who you're dealing with on the internet. And we suggest looking at companies that are locally based in your community so that you can see that they have a physical presence, that they have an actual company there and that it really exists in the real world. I talked about the three estimates. Make sure you get at least three estimates from the movers that are in writing and spell out what's going to be involved in the move. And then check the companies out. Make sure that you know what their ratings are from the Better Business Bureau. There may be other resources that you can look at to find out, get comments from any friends or neighbors that maybe have used them, and just try and get some good information from that. And then know what your rights are. There's lots of good information to make sure that you know what you're getting into.
Sure. So those are some great tips, and I know that people can find all of these tips on your website. But speaking of knowing your rights, I know the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has an actual handbook that define the rights and responsibilities of consumers and of the household goods carriers that they hire. I personally didn't even know there was a handbook and that there were, you know, rights. I mean, it makes sense to get your estimates and know what you're getting into. But the fact that there are rights for people who are moving when they engage in that, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Consumers need to know what they can expect and that they do have rights in dealing with movers. And so the government does require all long-distance movers to give their customers this brochure. It's about 25 pages long, so it's not an easy read. But there's good information there, and there's a shorter ready-to-move brochure that they're also supposed to give you to help you understand what you need to know in terms of the move, making sure that you have everything in writing, that you understand the terms that they're putting in front of you, all the papers that they're asking you to sign. Again, good advice for any industry that you know what you're signing, but just to know what to expect on that and to make sure that you're going through and making good decisions.
Sure. Well, and as you said, good for anyone when you're buying or going to purchase or do anything or have an agreement with someone else. But, you know, when these are your possessions and you're moving, I mean, that's one thing that would be, you know, pretty devastating to find out if, you know, things don't go as planned. So it's great to know your rights and great to follow all of those tips, you know, and it's probably, again, many people don't even realize they have those rights. Tell us about some things that consumers should be cautious of, you know, perhaps some scams or property damage, theft, loss of items. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we mentioned that there are some companies out there that in any industry aren't out to do a good job and are really in the business of trying to rip people off. And we unfortunately are plagued with the same in the moving industry. There are some operators out there that are out to scam consumers. And so it's important to do your research and make sure that you don't find these folks. That one of the common scams that we've seen is a lowball estimate where they come in and tell you it's going to be just $1,000 to move you across country, and you're saying that doesn't, you know, that seems like such a great deal. Well, sometimes it's too good to be true, and you get what you pay for. So you need to look out for those kinds of scenarios. And even if you find yourself with a legitimate company, there things can go wrong on a move. When you're loading up everything that you own, packing it up and driving it across the country or across town, things, you know, the furniture gets handled, it gets banged into stuff. Some of the items, you know, some of the particle board furniture isn't really meant to be picked up and moved and handled that way. So it does tend to get broken sometimes. And when there is loss or damage, you want to make sure that it's taken care of properly. And so look at your options up front in terms of the liability coverage and what kind of protection you have. Movers are supposed to offer you full replacement coverage. They also offer a limited level of coverage as well that would be cheaper. And so some people choose that without really thinking about maybe wanting full coverage in case something goes wrong. So make sure you understand your options on
sure.
that.
Sure. You mentioned something shouldn't be moved. Real quick, can you just share some things of, you know, that people should not move, like in a moving truck? Things that, you know, aren't allowed?
Sure. There's a number of hazardous items that you really just don't want to have in that kind of a scenario where it's in a confined space that can get really hot. You don't want like bleach or ammonia or other chemicals being moved. Those are really hazardous to the rest of the shipment. And so movers aren't supposed to take those. And things that are flammable, like propane or paint, you know, just even charcoal, things that, you know, that could start a fire is not something that you want to have in and amongst your furniture that you care about and don't want to catch fire. So those kinds of things, you know, and explosives, fireworks, you know, just things that could cause damage are not allowed to be moved. And then you get into the category of things that maybe are questionable that probably aren't a good idea. You don't want to put your plants in a moving van if it's gonna get dried out and overheated. Same thing with your pets, obviously, that you want those to be safe. And then things like jewelry, medicine, you know, cash, you don't really want to trust those to a company. If they're small items, it's better to carry those with you.
Good to know. Good to know, and keeping our property kind of safe. And it's good for the consumer to take some of that responsibility and say, you know, I shouldn't put this in there, and what they need to know. So let's talk about that actual moving day. Sure. What are some tips? The truck is there. You've hired it. You did your research. It's a great company. What are some great tips for people?
Well, being organized and ready to go is a key thing, so that you can identify, these are the things I'm going to take with me, so don't pack them. These are the things that, you know, that the mover should put put in a box and take with them, and having any kind of distractions removed if possible. If you can have someone else watch your kids, if you can have someone, you know, the pets confined so that they're not going to escape, just so you're not distracted in dealing with those kinds of things when you really want to be focusing on the mover and watching to make sure that they're packing everything the right way. And they're going to put an inventory together that'll show what they've put in each box. So you want to be keeping track of all of that.
Sure. And speaking of kind of, you know, being there on site, watching, make sure they're putting in things the right way. Once items are moved and you're at your next destination, what happens if you notice items have been damaged or are missing? What should the consumer do?
You really want to identify those as quickly as possible so that before the mover leaves is the best scenario, that you can point out, look, this is damaged. I'm missing my refrigerator. I'm missing my couch. Just so if there's something that they can find, like if there's a ladder, maybe that got put in a different part of the truck and they can just go look through the truck and find it more readily if you point it out to them right while they're still at the house. So definitely identifying those things as quickly as you can. Certainly, there's some things that you won't notice until you finish unpacking everything. There could be some damage to an item that's in a box and you don't notice until you unpack it. So then you have to report that at a later date. But just sort of try and notify tell the mover as soon as you can what the problems were with those particular items.
Sure, sure. So again, moving, we talked about this a little earlier, it's a big deal for people and it can be expensive. In the past, and in many cases, moving expenses were deductible from your federal income taxes. So if you moved with your job, for example, you were able to deduct your reasonable moving expenses. With the new tax reform, has anything changed?
That has. That is one of the changes that was made with the tax law. They got rid of a lot of special deductions, and that is one of those that was eliminated. So you no longer are able as an individual to deduct the cost of your move on your individual taxes. And the other piece is if you're moving for work and your company is paying for the move, the change that has been made is that now will be reported on your W-2, the value of that move will be reported as taxable income. So that you will now have to pay taxes on the cost of your move, even if your company's paying for the move. So those are a couple things that are not as good with respect to the tax side of moving.
Sure, but good to know, because again, it's National Moving Month. It's the time of the year when Americans and people all over the country and all over the world are, you know, maybe putting their things together, looking to move, and it's great to know that all of the things that you should know. As opposed to just calling a moving company and not doing your full research. So while we kind of wrap up here, are there any other tips that you can share to make moving day less stressful and maybe even fun? We talked about some of those things, you know, getting rid of distractions. But again, let's talk about the positive side of moving. It's fun. It's exciting. What other tips can you share?
Well, it is great to be able to have an opportunity to go to a different place and start over with your with a new home and a new opportunities there and see how your new community will handle things. So that's a great aspect of moving, and it's good to have a positive outlook on that and see how that goes. And another way to be positive about it is really to make sure you're doing your research, and if you can be flexible about when you're trying to move. Yes, this is National Moving Month, and we're really kicking off the peak summer moving season. But if you have any flexibility on that, it makes it a lot better. And you'll have more rested crews, perhaps, if you can move in a slower time of year and possibly a better choice of which companies you're dealing with.
Sure. And if you do some of that research, there might be some money-saving tips. Is that right? Regarding, you know, if you can be some flexible around days of the week that you choose to move, et cetera?
Absolutely. The movers do tend to charge more in the busiest time of year, and so that is one thing. And they may have cheaper dates that they can work with you if you're able to shift it just a few days, but not months at a time. And there's other ways to try and save money in terms of a yard sale so that you can get rid of some of the items that you don't need or donate items that you don't need anymore. So that's another good tip.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today. This is really helpful. I think this will be helpful for a lot of people, especially right now. Can you share your website for our listeners to get some more resources around moving?
Absolutely. It's www.moving.org.
Okay. Thank
you.
Glad
to be here.
Yes. Thank you again. The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau and as your host of The Bistro, I'm Elena Spinola. I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.